En este momento tengo conmigo a mi invitada Lori Millman. Ella es la directora del Centro de Nuevos Americanos y tiene una información excelente que quisiera compartir con ustedes. Vamos a ponerla en el teléfono. And my guest tonight is Lori Millman. She is the director of Center for New Americans. This is located in Northampton. They have a lot of other facilities, and she will give us more information about that. And Lori, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And thank you for having me on. How are you right now?
I'm doing well, thank you. Welcome, Lori. Welcome to Tertulia. It's been a long time no see, long time no talk. At least way over a year, right?
Yes, a strange year. But we're emerging now, and we're happy to be back together.
Oh, no kidding, no kidding. I am so happy to have you here with us. And even though it's on the phone, but maybe next time it might be in person. We might be lucky enough. Yay, good, good. And Lori, I would like to ask you, please, to share information that you have about the Center for New Americans. Please tell us, what is the main goal of this organization?
So Center for New Americans welcomes and serves immigrants. And our goal is to help immigrants achieve their goals. So we start with offering free classes in English for speakers of other languages, because that is what unlocks doors to the community for newcomers. And then we offer career preparation, technology instruction, thank goodness, because without that, we never would have gotten through the last year.
Yeah.
And immigration legal services. So we help people apply for citizenship and study for the interview. We help people apply for green cards and DACA and a whole bunch of other legal services that grant status and help to reunite families.
Very good. That is so good. And now, these classes in English are open for everybody. It doesn't matter if the person is from Springfield, or do they have to be residents from the area where you are in Northampton?
Well, as a rule, we serve people in Western Mass. So although we're located in Northampton, and we also have program sites in Amherst, Greenfield, and Turner's Falls, we serve people who come to us from Westfield, Springfield, Holyoke, Belchertown. People come from, you know, the Pioneer Valley and beyond.
And you have offices now in several places?
We do. Our main office is in Northampton, but we also have a program site in Amherst, and we have a program site in Greenfield. And thanks to the generosity of the Brick House Community Center, we teach evening classes in Turner's Falls as well.
Now, please tell me, how are these English classes? What kind of classes are they? What do they encompass?
So the first thing is we started with survival English, you know, how to speak and listen in English so that you can make a doctor's appointment, so that you can go to the bank, so that you can support your child in school and talk to your child's teacher. You know, often people who are newcomers and don't speak the language have to rely on children or other family members to communicate, and that's not a great situation. So we teach people to communicate, to access basic needs in English, but we also teach a lot more. So we teach reading and writing, we teach tech skills, as I said, and we teach civics. So we want to teach American culture, American government, American history, so that people understand how our community is set up and can access services and know what their rights are, and, you know, whether it's labor rights or health care rights, so, or the rights of their children in school. So we teach civics, always have done, and the rights and responsibilities of citizenship, because that is the goal of a lot of the people we serve.
We're speaking with Lori Millman. She is the director of Center for New Americans. And Lori, now, I know that the main goal is to become a U.S. citizen. What are the requirements to do this?
So for people to apply for citizenship, they have to be, they have to have been a legal permanent resident. So that means they've had a, what we call a green card for 5 years, or if they are married to an American citizen, for 3 years. So if they have had that permanent resident status for 3 to 5 years, then they can apply. And they fill out an application, which we help them with. And that starts a journey, which involves biometrics, which is getting fingerprinted and photographed at a immigration office, and then studying for an interview, which will take place a few months down the road, where they will be interviewed about how much they know about American history and government.
And is there a situation, Lori, that if the applicant does not know enough of the history, do they get rejected, and do they have a special another opportunity, or how that does that work?
Yes, they can get rejected, and typically, if we actually help people to apply, we would counsel applicants if they are not either proficient enough in English, which could be a way that they might fail their interview, or if they don't, they can't answer all the questions that they're supposed to study, they will get another opportunity to apply. And so it does happen sometimes that, you know, there are 100 questions that people have to learn the answers to. Typically, they're asked 10 that are chosen randomly. If they answer 6 correctly and comply with the other requirements of the interview will stop at that point, and they will pass. But if they get too many wrong, then they will have to apply again.
And is there a limit as to how long do they have to wait, or can they just reapply right away?
No, they can reapply on that on the first application. They have another chance to come back. If they fail twice, then they have to apply for citizenship again, and there is a fee that's involved with that. But they can try twice on the first time, so to speak.
Okay. And now, do you have an event coming up for these students or applicants to become U.S. citizens? Is there anything coming up soon?
We do. We have a wonderful event that's coming up. For the past 12 years, we have organized a naturalization ceremony outside on the lawn of the historic Northampton Courthouse in the beginning of July. It used to be on July 4th. This year it will be on Friday, July 2nd at 11 o'clock. And if it is outside, which is weather permitting, then the community is welcome to come and watch. It's very moving. And you really get a sense of how important this is for the applicants, and they will raise their hands and they will swear an oath of allegiance to the U.S. Constitution. And typically people come to bear witness and celebrate. And we're looking forward to welcoming anybody who would like to join us if we're outside. If we're outside, COVID restrictions won't apply, and we'll welcome people to come and witness.
I know what you mean when you say that it's very emotional. I remember when I became a U.S. citizen many, many years ago. And it is something that it's very hard to express, very difficult to express. It's a very intense emotion. However, I can tell you honestly, in all honesty, that I had at the time mixed emotions because you know that you have to give up the citizenship from your own country where you were born. And that is also something quite difficult to do. I don't know if you hear anything like that from your applicants, your students.
You know, people don't talk about that so much, but you make a good point. It's a shame that it has to be either or, although some people do have dual citizenship. But what's moving about our ceremonies is traditionally Federal Magistrate Catherine Robertson presides over them. And traditionally, she will remind the applicants that even as they embrace the U.S. Constitution and swear allegiance to it and embrace U.S. culture, that they must retain their own culture because it's part of who they are. because their traditions are rich and because they bring their traditions to our community, and that's what makes our community richer. That is, that it has contributors from all over the world. So it may not be the same as holding on to your country of origin citizenship, but for sure, she will remind people that their culture is worth holding on to, and that it isn't either or, it's both and.
That is very good. That is so important, not to give up, you know, your culture. You know, you can join the United States, become a U.S. citizen, but that doesn't mean that you are going to just forget your culture. That is a good point that the judge makes. And Lori, in closing, where is the event going to happen and the time and all that, please?
So the event is Friday, July 2nd at 11 o'clock a.m. outside on the lawn of the historic Northampton Courthouse, which is at the corner of Main and King Street. And we're praying for good weather,
yes.
In which case we will see everybody there. If it rains, we'll be inside in the courtroom, but then it's a smaller area, and so guests aren't invited. So let's hope for good weather. It's only rained once in 12 years. This is year number 13, and we hope to see everybody on the lawn. It's just opposite the Calvin Theater in Northampton.
Very good. And did you say it starts at 11 in the morning?
11
yes.
o'clock.
And can
next to the Hotel Northampton.
Oh, yeah. And can anybody go and watch that if they
Everybody
wanted to see?
Everybody is welcome.
Yeah. You don't have to be a relative of the consulate,
of
the applicant?
Outside.
No? Okay.
If we're outside, everyone
Anybody
is welcome.
Can. Oh, that's great. Great. Wow, thank you so much, Lori. Thank you for such great information, and best of luck to you and your students. And hopefully we'll be together in person soon here at the station.
I look forward to that. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Lori. Good night.
Okay. Good night.